What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shuttle Drive. I'm here with Matt Weiland, and he's back once again. In this episode, we're going to start trying our best to cover the half slice market. Oh boy, is it a big market, and we have a lot of opinions on it. There's very few people that's paddled more half slices than me and Matt that's got more opinions on them. How about that? We got a lot of opinions on half slices, and we just wanted to kind of do a little episode here and cover it. And Matt's the only guy that I could kind of reach out to that I would trust his opinion on any of the half slices, because we've shared a lot of them. So yeah, you guys sit back and we'll get it started. What's up, Matt? How's it going, buddy?
What's up, man? I've been looking forward to this episode. This should be a good one.
Woo! You and about, I don't know, tens of other people.
I think I had about at least 5 comments just today about different half slices. So,
you know, the half slice market, you know what? It is a kind of a wild market now, isn't it?
It's crazy. There's just so many different boats and different styles of boat for half slices. So
ain't it crazy? And they're all kind of unique.
They are. That's why people ask me, I'm like, I don't know. It just depends on what you want to do.
Tell you right now, I would hate to be a buyer of a half slice. Would you not be going crazy? You're like thinking, okay, I want it to do this, but maybe I want this. I don't know. What does Matt or Wade think about it? So then they end up messaging us.
That's why I have 5 of them.
Well, I don't know about that. All right. Today, look what I got today. So today I'm drinking on some White Zombie, some Catawba White Zombie. This is an Asheville kind of special right here. So really excited. I haven't had a White Zombie in a while.
That's a good beer. They should sponsor you.
They should. They should give me some empty beer cans.
Terrapin should sponsor me on my channel.
Where's Terrapin out of?
I'm actually not sure.
Oh, well, so much for your sponsor.
Yeah, I know. But Terrapin, I've been drinking.
They are good.
For like 3 months. This one especially, the Hopsecutioner, great beer.
I can contest when he's down in the Southeast, he's bringing like a cooler, and that dude always has Terrapin in there. So he's not like making that part up. Yeah, and I was thinking the other day, this podcast is going to make me into an alcoholic. All right, everybody. What we're going to do, I think what we could probably start out with. What do you think, Matt? You want to start out with the
greatest of all time, of course.
What is he talking about? I think he might be talking about the GOAT. Let's pull the GOAT up and see if I can pull this thing up.
Screen. You got a lot of comments about the GOAT.
Can you see it there?
I can.
The GOAT. Yeah, so I can go over my experience with a GOAT real quick. I'm just going to go over with, and what we can do, I can kind of go over with what I thought of as like river running, creeking, which is kind of the same category in a way. Safety, plastic, and maybe playability and all that. I think the GOAT to me was like this rocker, like before I paddled other high rocker boat, this rocker was amazing. I really like the rocker profile on this boat. What Waco done really well, they have a very high rocker with a flat planing surface here. It just screams out of drops. And it's got a good amount of rocker here, so it loads back on that tail and lifts that bow even more. I was really liking it. The GOAT a lot. As far as a downriver creeker, man, it's one of the best I've ever paddled, honestly. I don't know if I can put ratings on these, but I give the thing a 10. 1 out of 10, I give it a 10 as far as river running creeking. Does that make sense that we can do it maybe that way?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I love the GOAT. And I'm only 130, and that thing can run anything. I feel like really high confidence inspiring on harder stuff.
Yeah, it's got an aggressive rail that runs the entire length of the boat. We both have reviews on the GOAT, so we both have experience in it. Matt's got more experience than me on running everything in this thing, but I did get like maybe 5 different runs in it, and wow, is it good. As far as a downriver like machine, it's really good. But when it comes to splatting and normal half slice moves, I don't know, man. To me, I thought it fell a little short on that. It's almost like that wasn't really what they wanted out of the GOAT.
Yeah, it didn't. I have yet to get it all the way vertical. I can get about 3/4 vertical on any given splat line, eddy line. I did get a vertical on that splat rock right below Sunshine, but that has a lot of push to it. You can get a creek bed vertical there. But yeah, on a normal eddy line, that weight right there behind the hips, that width is just so hard to overcome. But that's what
Right
also
here.
makes it a good boat for going down river. Yeah, right there
Yeah.
where you're pointing to.
I can do that.
I will say my negative on the stern is down there. It kind of like curves back down if you look at the stern real closely.
Right
On the
there.
second,
That's the
on the,
volume he's talking about
yeah.
right there. What do you
But like
mean?
down here, like you see how it kind of curves back down towards the river a little bit?
The Steez does that too.
Yeah, it stern steps kind of bad, really. That's my only negative.
It scrapes.
It does. Almost every drop you can hear a little something when it hits. But it has awesome ability to load that stern for a boof, which I really
Yeah.
love.
Yeah, as far as so where would you put it as far as play? Like if you ranked it one to we both agreed 10 as far as downriver and creeking.
Yeah, shoot. I had a list here. Hold on. I mean, it's down there on play. I have it like near last.
I
I have it near last. I mean, it does surf, all right? So
I agree with that.
if you want to
Surfing.
surf, that's fine. But like, if you're wanting to splat all down the river, it's not the boat for you. And I've told people that, you know.
Like 1 out of 10, I give it a 5. And for everybody listening, I know all the Waka lovers are probably gonna blow us up. You just don't know how to use it and all this. Trust me. Compare if you think we're bullshitting, get into Antics 2 and try to splat and play downriver. Then get back in your Waka. Don't tell me. I mean, I can do it. I got splats and I got stern squirts, but I have to be realistic. It's like you can't compare it to an Antic 2 stern. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm no professional like yourself or any other people out there, but like, I mean, I'm pretty good and I can't, I mean, it takes a lot to get it down.
But what
A
about in the
lot.
Antics too?
Oh, not that bad. I can whip that thing up, no problem.
Exactly. What even the Ripper?
Even the Ripper, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And wouldn't you agree it's kind of like a small medium?
Yeah, all the goat and billy goat are both small mediums.
Okay.
Which fit kind of my range fairly well, especially if you want to go down to some bigger rapids.
Yeah, I felt that as far as like outfitting, I like the seat. I did like the seat and you know what? I'm gonna pull this back up. I don't know if I can show their outfitting. They don't really have their outfitting broken down, but it's. Let me pull it up. I really like that big open area in the in front of you there for throw ropes and water bottles. It had a good area to access the back of the stern to get back there and put gear and stuff. The ratchets were kind of like. You know, just like I think they were like similar to the dagger ratchets, right?
Yeah,
The
they're pretty
plastic.
good.
Yeah.
They're pretty solid.
Yeah, the ratchets and the outfitting. When I first tried one, it was a little flexible here, but then I got in another one. I think I had a pre-spec, kind of like a demo version, and it had flexible thigh hooks on it. But this one, the next one I paddled was really good. It was really stiff right here. And if you can see, they added structure here. And that was really smart. I paddled another boat with this type of thigh hook in it, and they didn't have any type of structure. So that was super loose. But
So
man, I like. Go
do you
ahead.
have to add anything to the outfitting when you get in when you got in there?
I
Like
just added some
pads and
hip
stuff?
pads. I just put some hip pads in it, man, and it was good to go.
I felt like the goat and the billy goat both set pretty narrow for how it's 25.5. And just a comparison, what's the medium ripper? 24.5? I think the medium ripper is 24.5. Anyway. Shoot that medium ripper, you know, I had to have 2 to 3 hip shims in and high thigh hookers and the goat, billy goat, I put 1 or 2 shims in, no hookers, and I'm ready to go. So the seat definitely sits a little narrower.
What do you mean? Like, what do you feel? Do you feel safe in the boat, by the way? What about safety?
I do feel safe sitting in it. Now I'm agree with you and some others out there, and we're going to get some shit back on this about the plastic grab handles. Oh God, the topic of conversation. But I don't know. To me, putting some metal handles on there would definitely make people feel more comfortable. I know for a fact 2 to 3 people that wouldn't buy this boat or billy goat just because of plastic grab handles.
Yeah, so they have the 5 point safety points, which is good. They have the point, you know, but they're all made out of like a flexible, injected molded plastic. And I got some people commenting on my channel saying, oh, these have been tested by the Waka guys. I'm not saying it takes a lot to break them, but as Matt knows, just like I do, the screw head will pull right through these grab loops. It's your failure point isn't the middle of the grab loop. It's the screw, where the screw head goes into them. And anyone that owns one of these Waka boats, that's Waka in general. It's across the board, ain't it, Matt? It's not just the
cable. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the screw head will pull right through those handles. So just everybody knows this. That, I mean, you can say whatever, yeah. And you ask about the Prana Ripper. I went ahead and pulled it up. The specs, which one, the medium?
Yeah, 24.5, I was right.
24.5 on that. The length is 9 foot. I think they're both 9 foot boats, right? Yeah.
The Goat is like 8'8".
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what people don't realize, I guess, about those handles. They can pull through that screw. But the middle, yeah, it's tough. But the plastic, and that thin part of the plastic can't handle that.
I wasn't a fan of their bulkheads either. They had a bulkhead that was like just a small little plate with a gap at the top and bottom. And they didn't even offer any foam to foam that out.
Yeah, my center pillar already is kind of falling apart. I've only paddled the boat about 10 times. I put some goop on there just to kind of structure it up a little bit. But, yeah, the center pillar is also something to watch if you paddle that boat a lot. The plastic, you know, I've heard a lot about the plastic, but mine's held up pretty good so far. I mean, I've been on the green, 9 times in it and some other stuff, so.
I think Waka told the truth. You know, one of the guys reached out to me, and Waka apparently has this new resin. I think they're telling the truth. I really do. I haven't seen like a lot of Wakas broken here lately, and they're selling a bunch of them. There's more Wakas now than there's ever been in the United States. Yeah. Ever. Waka probably can't even keep them running fast enough. It's just
so funny. I'll end the grab handle thing here, but it's just so funny because I think, gosh, there would probably be 100 more buyers if not for the grab handle.
You think so? You think that grab handle?
I think so. I think it matters. I've heard a bunch of people complain about those things, or people getting fabricated metal and sticking them on there.
That's what I would do. If I had this boat, I would just go to a metal shop. I'd just go to Home Depot and probably fab something, drill some holes in some.
I would love to hear from Waka, because really Wakas are meant to run the shit. So it's like, when you want the metal grab handles on there.
Yeah, but they never get pinned. You don't get pinned much when you're like running, you know, the Staking. Mm-hmm. You get pinned when you're on like West Fork of the Tuck in the green. 6 inches on the green in West Fork of the Tuck, you're going to get pinned.
Nantahala Cascades.
There's some pin spots out there too. Yeah, so safety-wise, I actually rate them kind of low. And once again, it's not because of the structure of their boat. I think they're very well made. They have a rotomolded like seat in it and good step out. I mean, the pillar's like tough. It's screwed together. I'm just not a fan of those handles. You know, I'll go on and on about that handles. And that back bulkhead could use some work. The hip pads were okay. The hip pads are wraparound style hip pads, but they have this big air bump on the top that worked really well for me.
Yeah, the thigh hooks are my favorite, and the seat's comfortable. Those thigh hooks are freaking phenomenal, though. They come all the way around my legs.
Very aggressive, ain't they?
I got skinny legs, so, I mean, it helps tremendously. I love them.
Yeah, so who would you recommend the Goat to?
Weight range, or just like paddling, like
weight range, and where, like someone said, hey Matt, you know, I'm thinking about getting a Goat. What do you think? I paddle mostly like big water stuff.
Big water, yes. Goat is phenomenal. Creek, going down river, just bombing the gnar. The Goat is going to be the boat for you. Weight range, I'd say about 130 to 165 would be ideal if you're paddling that kind of big water. I think if you get over that, you're going to be sinking the tail a little bit. But yeah, dude, that boat is phenomenal going down river. Like I said, I've never had any issue of getting the tail grabbed or anything. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what was so weird, man. I paddled a Goat, and I really liked it, and it didn't feel edgy at all. Then I got a Billy Goat, and it felt edgy. And I think the only reason was because I couldn't, when it would load on that sidewall, I couldn't initiate, like, the stern. I get used to, like, I'd just go with it if the Goat loaded, and I think I was just more fine with it. Yeah,
the same way. Yeah, I didn't like the Billy Goat as much.
Yeah, and as far as warranty or anything, I really don't know, man. I don't know how Waka is. I've heard mixed things in the past from Waka. You would have to get it, I don't know if they have like a stock of like warranty boats or something. So good luck to you.
Yeah, I mean, I told you before, I have an extra one sitting around in case it breaks because I like that boat so much. So,
Well, there you go. This guy bought two of them. So Waka, send him a fucking sticker or hat or something for that. He bought two goats. Wow. What do you think we should talk about next? What else you want to go on? Let's talk about the antics.
the opposite side of the spectrum, the antics, the playboat of the half slices.
I like that.
Man.
Let me pull the antics up. So I'll go ahead and.
Earl Otterson actually asked me today about the antics versus the goat, which is kind of interesting because it's the two ends of the spectrum.
It really is. I
So,
can.
Earl, if you're listening, here we go. Here's the podcast I told you to
Earl the
listen
Pearl,
out for.
baby. Yeah, the antics, man. I paddled the medium antics. I really liked this thing playing off that back tail. That back tail was a thing of marvel, dude. They added volume. I don't like the way they do their website. I can't really click on the boat.
There you go. That's a
The
good.
way they did the volume right there in the back tail was really good. Let's see if I can do that. So right there. That hump works.
The
The bulge and the humps and the bumps right there, baby. Right
bulb.
behind the hips. And it's not wide there. It's not like a wide, like, let me close that out. It's not like wide back there in that tail area. All right. If you look what you can see on the antics too, it's very narrow right here. Unlike the goat, what Matt was just talking about, this area isn't like super wide right there. It comes back really narrow to a point. But the thing I found, man, you might probably back me up on this. It's very short in the tail.
It is, yes.
So
Which is nice.
I could stern
Yeah.
squirt this thing anywhere.
Yeah,
Flat
basically
water. I could almost stern squirt it without a paddle.
that makes it nice too for if it's shallow river, you don't hit the rocks on the bottom. But yeah, I can whip it around like a playboat basically. You got that short angle initiation stroke where the ripper goat or whatever, you have to kind of lengthen out the stroke, the sweep stroke or whatever to initiate your stern squirt. That thing, you can just lean back and bam, it's up.
Yeah, and the funny thing about the antics too is the fact that it's not like a let me get this pulled this back up. The rocker profile isn't like the Waka, so it's not like a big, huge rocker. It's a kind of like this progressive rocker that runs down, but it's a very short rocker right here where the goat will go way up and goes way back. This one's like right in front of, when you think it's a little bit in front of the knees is where the rocker starts.
Yeah, I've actually found the Antics to be a pretty decent creek boat. I don't really like it so much down river because it's kind of slow, but
Yeah.
creaking has got decent bow rocker, and the stern for me doesn't initiate too terribly, so it's a pretty decent creek boat.
Yeah, I think the Antics is up there with one of like as far as a creek boat, I have it like at an 8.5.
Yeah, I would agree.
And the only reason it's lower than like say something like the other boats is this very short tail. This tail will have a tendency. I know what you're saying. You're sitting there like, well, I've seen Dane run it. He never goes vertical. Well, that's Dane. But I'm telling you right now, this tail will take you vertical and it goes up and over because it's so damn short.
It will. You can adjust the seat easily, which is nice on the Jackson Outfitting. So if you're going to
Very
run.
easy to adjust the seat in a Jackson. Yeah, so that's as far, and it's got edges. The thing has pretty aggressive edges on it, don't it?
Oh, it surfs awesome. I mean, you can do all the modern playboat moves for the most part if you're in a big enough hole.
It rips up a wave, dude. It's so fun on a wave. I thought it
And
was really good on a wave, and it loops well too.
The one thing they really fixed, and I'm pointing at the screen here, if you can circle kind of where the Jackson is up at the top cockpit, that's where they, right there, right in there. That's really where they fixed the knee position. So on the Annex One, if you notice, it pushes your knees down quite a bit, where this one you're more like spread out. I think that's a good thing for safety feature, especially on creaking.
It was easy to get my legs in and out. I agree
Yeah,
with you.
right.
Like, I paddled the Antics One a lot for like a whole year. I paddled the Antics One, and I really like that boat for a Southeast. but it was very low in this area, and it pushed my knees down in a weird kind of angle, and I wasn't that big of a fan of it for that reason.
Right. Yeah. It's a little bit safety concern on that. I mean, you can get it out, but it's definitely not as safe as this one and not comfortable.
No, I thought it had a very comfortable feel to it. Like, I really, and I can tell you what, man, I trashed Jackson Outfitting. I'm like, oh, but what's with all these damn shoestrings and everything? But man, these cleats work really well. The bulkhead works well. It feels
the bulkhead
safe.
Is awesome. I actually probably Jackson is my favorite bulkhead. You just pull that thing forward.
Dude, because as far as comfort, I think I have them. Where do I have them? I have them at like a 10 as far as comfort.
Yeah, you know, one thing I don't like about, believe it or not, this new Outfitting, the back band is a little more bulky than the last gray one. And
you mentioned that in one of your videos that you noticed Dane switched his out. And I noticed that too.
So it's it rises a little higher, so it pushes the skirt up more. So honestly, I do like the old back band slightly better because it is a little smaller. And they both hold you in very tight. So, I mean. Just one thing to note out there, people.
Yeah, and as a safety for a half. Now we're talking half size. I gave it a 10 also.
Yeah, safety. I don't really have any concerns.
You've got a really rigid grab handle that's made out of strong metal, and it's super wide. It's a very thick, wide grab handle. You have security points here. You have another security point here. Another big grab handle. All these grab handles would easily go up to thousands of pounds.
So it's also a dry boat.
It is a very dry boat. It has zero holes in it, except for that one.
Put some goop on that thing. You don't need a drain plug.
That's what you said. You said your Jackson leaked. I called bullshit on that. But, yeah, Jackson did a really good job on this boat. I mean, in plastic, I don't hear a lot of, like, bad things about Jackson. They got a bomber warranty. This is one of my... The Antics is one of my kind of like 2021 kind of like must have half slices who I would gear it to is the half slice person that's more playful than River Runner, Coey, yeah, Upper Yawk, Golly, phenomenal boat for that. Steep Creekin, go to that Goat.
I agree. I've actually recommended this boat to a lot of people getting into kayaking. Some people have been saying, like, why don't you put them in a full creek boat? But I think the Annex is a great beginner boat because it gives you that chance to progress. If you want to do a little bit of play, you can surf, you can stern squirt. It's very forgiving for a boat overall, and it goes down river well enough for a beginner.
Yeah.
I just think it gives that good vibe for a beginner, and it's comfortable, easy to adjust.
Did you find the rails a little sharp coming off rocks? Like it would hang up sometimes when I would splat and try to like ride off of rocks, like flare boost, it would just grind down them. It wouldn't transition smooth. Like,
you know what? I can't give my whole opinion on that because when I started doing all the big stuff, I didn't really paddle that much. I did take it down the Cascades. I didn't have,
there's not much on the Cascades to experience that. Maybe one rock. Where you see it the most, Chioa and the Green. Take that thing down.
I took it down the Chioa with you, but I don't remember.
I don't, yeah. And I think we had this conversation. The thing doesn't want to, like, transition over. The Antics 1 was really good at coming up on rocks and then turning off and landing flat because there was no current.
Yeah, that thing was flat.
It was rounded a little bit, and it had a high sidewall with an edge on it. So, yeah, man, I mean, we both rate the Antics pretty high.
Antics is a great boat. Great boat, no doubt about it.
I don't think, and it comes in three sizes, and I thought it ran a little small. The medium felt a little small. Does the small feel real small on you? Or
the small does not feel bad on me. The medium did not feel huge. I tried out both before I bought one, and the medium for me did not feel huge. It felt fairly decent.
Yeah.
So
hip pads, track, all of that, very easy to adjust the seat. Doesn't have adjustable thigh braces, but they're padded out very good. They have a really good padding on their thigh braces.
Yeah, I will say, Jackson, I don't have to adjust much either as far as outfitting. Like, I don't have to add anything. I think their seats also sit fairly tight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So for a smaller paddler out there listening, it's, like I said, you don't have to add much padding or anything.
Yeah, so we both kind of agreed that the Antics is one of the top half slices out there.
And price and availability is pretty good. Just to add that in.
That is true. It looks like, yeah, it comes in at $13.99.
I think that's one of the most available boats out there, really.
Yeah, I mean, it got a lot of good reviews. Just looking over the reviews, it got. I mean, I don't know anybody that's owned this boat that hates it or anything.
No, I don't know anybody either. Beginner and expert.
Yeah, so I don't know what else can we talk about on the Antics.
I mean, my only negative, like I said in a few minutes ago, was it's a little slow down river.
That's a good point. Speed.
That's to be expected because it's shorter. And it's more of a play style boat, so it's not really a negative per se on the boat because they didn't design it to be a speedster boat. But if you're looking for a boat you want to go fast, that's not going to be the boat for you.
No, that is true. Speed wise, it's pretty low. I actually had like a rating, and believe it or not, as far as speed, I had it at a 6.
That's probably about right.
You look at like the goat. At the goat, I had like at a 9.
Yeah, the Ripper would be a 10.
The Ripper is a 10. You're just skipping right ahead, buddy. But you have not paddled the Chili.
I have not paddled the Chili. Zet needs to give me these things, man.
Oh, man. I can tell you. I thought the Ripper was fast, and I paddled a Chili. Woo, boy. Okay, we can't jump too much. All right, we got to stay calm.
Sorry.
if not, we'll be going back and forth all night on different boats. Yeah, so next, I'm good. Let's stay on the boats that both of us have paddled. So I can go on to the Rewind.
So we both got... I've got a lot of experience in the Rewind. So I've had, you know, tons and tons of experience in the Rewind.
Is it up? Can you see it?
There it is. The best whitewater boat 2019.
How about that? Paddling Magazine's Industry Awards.
They should add, you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's so good, you can't find it. Been like really good with warranties. And the plastic's really good. The outfitting's bomber. You can't get much better than the Rewind. I mean, as the build quality and all that on the, let me pull it up here. Yeah, there we go.
Dagger definitely has like the best overall package for the money. Now, just going back to the Waka pricing, that's the most expensive boat after tax, because they don't discount boats either. You're looking at it close to over $1,600 for a Waka boat. Just FYI.
Ouch. So what you're telling me is I could buy a Rewind and a brand new paddle.
You could.
And probably a brace skirt for what price of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so I could get like a cheap paddle and a spray skirt for the same price I'm paying for one boat.
But you're not a Waka, bruh.
I refuse to look at that color.
What, Cosmos?
Yeah.
There we go. Look at that beautiful red boat.
Man, I've caught more shit about Cosmos.
Yeah, so we can start going over the Rewind. One thing to know about the Rewind is, man, it's weird. I mean, I kind of sound very biased about it, but I think a lot of people will back me up on this. River running, I have the River running at like an 8.5 or 9. It's a really good downriver. And the reason is because of the generous rocker up here, and it's not super wide behind the hips, but it's wide enough to keep you balanced, but it has really good play. River running and creaking, it's like a 8.5 as far as river running and creaking. And as far as speed, I think I had speed. I think I raked it. I got it somewhere around about 8 or 9. It's kind of fast, but it's not, let's just go ahead. We're just going to spoiler alert. Party Brap, Ripper, and Chili are all the fastest half slices I've ever paddled. It's a really good kind of, and Matt can back me up on definitely the Ripper. It is a very fast boat.
Very fast, yes.
The Rewind was fast, but it wasn't super fast. And I think the rocker is what slows it down.
Yeah, really, it's the bow rocker, so it's a trade-off.
But it has a very playful tail on it.
It does. It's a lot easier for me to get down in the river as a small person. And I think that's 8.4, the small, versus in the small rivers, like 8.11.
Yeah.
So...
And you can see they don't have that hump back here that Jackson has, and I don't think they need it because of their length. That length keeps this boat. It is a very balanced play machine. On its tail, do you agree with me? The tail is very good on the tail.
Yeah, I absolutely love the boat. I wish I didn't have to sell it, but I got too many boats.
Yeah, I mean, as far as what you got, I think I could see like the mix that you have. Wouldn't you agree with me? What I would tell somebody, if you just was only going to own one half slice, it would be a Rewind or Ripper, honestly.
I would say Rewind, in my opinion. If you had one half slice to run everything, Rewind.
As far as playability of this boat, as far as, and when I say playability, I'm talking about surfing, stern squirts, splats, and all that. I gave it a 9.5.
Yeah, it's a good boat. I mean, it does everything pretty well. That's why I said if you had one boat, that to me, that's it. The Ripper falls short in the fact that it's no bow rocker, so the creaking is a little more difficult. Where the Rewind, you got that bow rocker, but it does everything pretty darn good.
With the Ripper, you get more bow rocker by loading your tail back here, and it's kind of mandatory. You better load that tail.
Yes. It's more for the
how'd that Cascades lap go for you, buddy?
I think I talked about that in the last podcast. It wasn't great.
Yeah,
that was mostly because I was stressed that day and I just got out of the car. A little bit on paddler, but you know.
Yeah, and that Ripper, and I can tell you, I'm not that big of a fan of the Ripper on the big manky stuff. I'd much rather have the bow rocker or the Rewind or Goat, personally.
No, I agree. Yeah, because, I mean, I've had to take one or the other.
Because as we were talking, I think in the last podcast, it's a very, on runs like higher, like Cascades, it's very finite to where you load that tail. And if you miss it, you're going to be paying the price. Where if you miss it on a Goat, wouldn't you think a lot of times you would have just...
Oh, the Goat just... goes wherever, man. That thing's like a cheating machine.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the Ripper's not a good river runner. That is a really good river runner.
Another thing on the Watauga, gosh, I think I took the Goat down my first lap on the Watauga, then took the small Ripper, dude. The small Ripper just felt so much better.
Runs like the Watauga and stuff like that, Chioa, Watauga, it's a beautiful boat. So is the Rewind. It's a really good boat. Let's finish up on the Rewind. What are we you got anything to add on the Rewind? As far as safety, I give it a 10.
Yeah, it's got all the good stuff.
Step out pillar, roto-molded seat, security handles are all made out of metal. I know it's crazy that I have to say that. Yeah, they're all made out of metal. I give the outfitting a 10 also.
Oh, the outfitting's great. The hip pads, like the way they clip in, they don't move at all. Some of the bolts sometimes will come loose on Dagger. That's my only kind of negative on them. I do wish all the thigh braces would kind of cook in a little more. They're kind of flat, but
yeah, you mentioned that you kind of felt that on the Code too. It's like where they almost need a hooker, don't they?
They do, bee's knees, whatever you call it.
Something just to get a little more grab. I always thought the thigh braces on the Daggers are always fit me pretty good, but I would almost rather be a little more kind of locked in with it, like more curled around, honestly. If not, just give some more sort of option and put something there.
And people probably ask me, why did I sell my Rewind? It's just the difference of boats I have. I mean, like if I'm going to paddle the really big stuff, I'm taking the Goat. And if I'm paddling like a river running, I'll probably take the Ripper. So the Rewind kind of...
fit that. And you know what? When Dagger released this boat, that's what they wanted. They wanted to call it the one boat quiver. Kind of like if you had one boat that done everything pretty damn good, it's the Rewind. And I agree with them. I think they nailed it.
I do too.
It was a home run on the Rewind. That's
Dagger's
for sure.
Dagger's been hitting it out of the park lately.
Dagger has definitely I just had Snowy on and we had a big long talk about that. They've been doing really well. You know, they might have been a little slow on delivery. How can I put it nicely? I mean,
ask Rob and Ace how they're doing with delivery.
Ask about 90% of the people that placed orders in January, and here it is almost September, and they're still waiting on the Rewind.
Yeah, my wife bought me a Code in March for my birthday, and when did I get one? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Let's see, what else can we talk about the Rewind? Plastic-wise, plastic's bomber on the Rewind.
The Rewind really doesn't have a lot of negatives, but it also doesn't fall at the top of my list of a lot of things just because, it's like you said, it's for that one boat do-it-all.
It's kind of like a jack-of-all-trades and a master of none. Like, it's not, like, the greatest at one thing.
Reminds me of myself. I'm good at a lot of things, but not great at anything.
I don't know. I mean, there's probably a couple things out there you might be good at. Might not be, what you want to be good at, but you end up being good at anyway. I have the ability to annoy the shit out of people. I'm pretty good at that. I get on people's nerves. They're like, damn, does this dude ever shut up? So I can definitely get on people's nerves. Yeah, man, I can't think of anything else. The rewind,
total. I mean, I rank it right up there with the antics. But they're different categories.
My kind of categories I had on here were plastic, safety, availability, cost, and outfitting. We pretty much covered all those, and we touched on the availability. Good luck. If you want a small or medium right now, good luck.
Yeah, you definitely have better luck.
If you want a large, visit Appomattox River Company. They have about 20.
Actually, you know what? A dude messaged me the other day and asked me if I knew where a large was, but he wanted a used one. I was like, I doubt you're going to get a used. I don't know, because a lot of people didn't like the large, and they bought it, and then it sucked.
Yeah, a lot of people did sell the largest.
Just for people to, like, let me look that up real quick, because let me pull up the specs of the large.
Now, my brother did like the large. He's a 270-ish, 260.
But he's not throwing it around, I bet.
He can stern squirt, but he can't throw it around necessarily like we can, you know.
Large Rewind, look at this.
Yeah, 9'4", that's long.
That's way too big. I think that should have been 9 foot, in my opinion. I think the volume, they could have kept the volume at 76 gallons, but went with 9 foot on that length.
What's the length of the large antics? I can't remember. I'm just curious now that we're talking about it. Doing a little comparison here. I'm pretty sure the large ripper is like 9'1" or right at 9.
It's 8'5". See,
8'5". Yeah. See,
and I thought the large antics was pretty damn. I paddled the large, by the way. It's pretty wide,
and it's only 76 gallons, just like the Rewind.
Exactly. So this is my point. It's like, I think the Rewind could have easily been at that 9 foot, and it would have been money, dude.
Yeah, 9'4" is long. That's like touching on that Scorch X.
That's getting up there. And what happened was, it turned it into, doing it that way made it more of a river runner. I think that Dagger kind of wanted to, like, one thing that a lot of people need to understand, Dagger doesn't just upsize CAD. They do different boats. So the large Rewind was prototyped differently, because if you would have just upsized like CAD, it would have been like 9 foot or something. It would have been just percentage, but they went 9'4", which makes it a great river runner. And I think one of the things is, it can be used in races.
I don't see a lot of large paddlers, period. And especially the large paddlers that I'm thinking of that are like over 250. Large Zen, what's that, like 110? I'm getting off the half-life topic, but a large Zen's like 110. Have you seen one of those in person?
I have.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big boat. Well, the large the large Nirvana, I think, is 100 gallons.
Because there's two sizes of the Nirvana. There's a medium and large.
I would like for people to comment to see if they really want us to do that challenge of me paddling the large code and you paddling the small code.
Jesus.
Green 200%. What do you think?
I don't know about that. I don't like being underwater that much. I think my line, well, if I'm not running the big three, if I'm not running them, I could probably be fine. I'd run go left and just about anything.
Wade has his wish for me to swim, just so everybody knows.
I don't have a wish for anybody to swim. I would never wish that on anybody.
This would be his wish come true.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't wish somebody. And you're in a large boat, man. You just blast over everything.
Yeah, probably so. Or pin.
What time are we at? Dude, we're already over an hour.
Dude, we could talk about half slices for
three days. So what did, and final thoughts here. So we went over, in this episode, we went over the Rewind, the Goat,
and the Jackson. Let me just go ahead and comment on the Stees some. So I had some experience in the Waka Stees, and I can tell you the Waka Stees to me was more playful than the Goat. And here's why. I know you're looking at, oh, well, it's such a big boat, but there's a, I have another friend of mine that paddles the Stees, and he also paddled the Goat, and he could throw around the Stees easier than he could throw around the Goat. They made the Stees, because think about it, they went and did a puffy Stees. The Goat is technically a small puffy Stees. They swell that back up. If you look at a Goat and Stees side by side, the Stees is very thin in the tail. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you when the first time I went to the Chio with you, you're in a Stees, and you know, you told me it was hard to get vertical, but I saw you get vertical quite a bit. And you looped that daggone thing.
Yeah, I got
lucky. Well, you're the king of looping creek boats.
There's not many other people that I see doing it. So I just pulled up the Stees, and this is the potted Stees, by the way. Look at that ugly thing back there. You know what it reminds me of? You ever seen that La Bra that people used to put on the front of their Mustangs, them four cylinder Mustangs?
Yeah, it's like a bra for kayaks.
It's just,
hey, ugly. That's a great idea. Maybe we should make a bra for the bow and stern so you don't mess it up.
Oh God, they used to do that. Dagger did that, called end caps, plastic like, end caps. But if you look at the back of the Stees, you can see it's scooped.
It definitely scoops more than the Goat. Yeah.
You see what I'm talking
about?
Look
how thin that tail is at the very back.
Exactly.
Here. Like if you look at the very, yeah, that thing's super thin.
So when I say, now, if I owned one, I would definitely own it. The Stees was one of the best boats, but it's so weird. I don't really consider it a half slice. I consider this a low tail volume, like a lower volume, like river runner. It's kind of like the Goat, but for me, it was like,
yeah, the Goat to me is a creek boat, like straight out creek boat running the shit boat. Like,
yeah.
To somebody your size, it could be more of a river runner slash maybe playish boat. But
it's weird because I would own a Stees before I would a Goat for sure. But I would also own a Goat because I like the Goat and I could throw it around, but I could throw around the Stees a little easier. And it was way better downriver.
So just on the three we did, Rewind, Goat, and Antics, what would you say? Play, what's the top?
Antics. I would go Antics, Rewind, and Goat.
Same, Antics, Rewind, Goat. What's the next category?
Speed.
Downriver river running?
Downriver river running. I would go Goat, Rewind, and Antics. Downriver, river running, and creeking. We'll consider it one category.
Yeah, Goat down. Yeah, I would say the same. Goat, Rewind, and Antics.
And what would you say, speed?
Speed? The Goat and Rewind are very close. I've paddled both a lot. Oh, man, I don't know. That's a crapshoot. The Antics is definitely below those two, but I would probably give the Rewind a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, I would say Goat a little bit of an edge over the Rewind. I would go Goat, Rewind, and Antics, but the Goat and Rewind are very close. It's not like blowing it out of park. Like if we threw like say a Ripper in there, it's not like blowing it out of the water. It's just barely beating it as far as downriver speed. But I don't think a lot of people worry about that much as far as like downriver speed. What would you say comfort?
Comfort. Shoot, Rewind all day long.
And then what? Goat,
then Goat, then Antix.
Wow, you're raking. You put the Goat over the Antix.
I love the Waka outfitting.
It's pretty good. They did a good job on it. What about safety?
I will say this: none of those three outfittings are bad. They're all comfortable.
I agree.
That's just my opinion.
I agree.
Safety, got to go Dagger, Jackson, Waka.
That's fair. Walk away sure. Down there.
For sure. Plastic, Dagger, Jackson, and then Waka.
Availability.
Availability. Jackson, definitely. Waka's actually more available than the Rewind.
That's crazy. A boat that has to be containered in.
Yeah, like you have to order them from Kaliva like 3 months out to get them. They're more
available. But you will get them.
Freaking Rewind. Oh, yeah. Like, if you order one from Steve at Kaliva, when he says they'll be here in October or whatever, they'll be here.
Yeah. I don't know what else we can cover on these three.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like I said, the next episode we can do the Ripper Brap and Chili.
I think that'd be fair. Ripper Brap and Chili.
You'll definitely have more. I have not paddled a Brap or a Chili.
And you know what? Just for shits and giggles, let's throw the good old Varus Gladiator in there.
The Gladiator we could do, yes.
I don't see those guys coming up.
What about the Axiom? Should we talk about that at all?
Well, it's not available. It's like I thought about that, and I don't want to like go back and start talking about boats that aren't available.
Gotcha,
like then you got to go Antics 1. Then we got to start talking about the RPM. And, you know, it's kind of like boats that aren't sold anymore. It's kind of like, well, let's talk about
where do you end?
It'd be, we could go down that list forever.
The Piranha Razor.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where, you know, that would be a fun episode to kind of like old school half slices, which one kind of does better. Maybe an episode for another day, like old school half slices. But I'd like to get in. I spent a lot of time in an Axiom and Antics 1. So I got a lot of experience with those two. And I paddled the boats, the RPM and boats like that. But, yeah, I just don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
So on the next episode, at the very end, we just have to say what is our favorite half slice.
Go ahead, start. What's your favorite half slice?
Right now? You want to do it on this episode?
Might as well start it now.
I'm going to have to say.
Out of those three.
Oh, out of those
three. We're only talking about this. Yeah. If you had to choose one out of this group and say that you can't buy another half slice, say, Matt, okay, you get one of these and you can't buy another one.
Damn, that's a hard one because I'm in love with that goat.
I can tell you what, mine would be a medium rewind out of these three.
For me, if I could only have one, it'd be the goat just because I could run it. Because
you don't like stern spurts.
No, that's false. But
bye-bye splats.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to splat much, but I'd be able to run the shit.
You would be taken care of going through those big, massive holes. You better catch your stroke because the rewind comes down. It's got high rocker, but it comes down narrow. The goat's wide in the front, and I think the goat has that tendency to blow out of things. Rewind will sub down, then blow out of things.
That's a tough decision, though, man. That's a tough one. It would definitely between that and a rewind, but I don't know. My progression of what I want to do the rest of my life.
Okay, give me the order you would take them in. What order would you take these three in?
Goat, rewind, antics.
Okay, mine would be rewind, goat, antics. I definitely, both of us, and we're saying this, and we're not Jackson haters, and we're not doing it.
No,
it's just we're more downriver. Wouldn't you consider, I love the more downriver freestyle and creaking more than I do just full-on play. I'd rather have something to take care of me in the rapids a little more. Not saying that the antics won't do it, because I think they all do everything we mentioned pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. None of them are bad boats. You won't go wrong. Like, if you bought any of these three boats, you wouldn't be disappointed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, if I'm playing, I'm bringing a Mixmaster, you know. So it's
just, no, there you go. Yeah, me too.
I can't hate on Jackson.
No, if I'm going to be doing a lot of playing, I'll probably be in a full slice too. Or, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but antics, man, antics is a good boat. Damn, it's such a great boat.
That's kind of where it comes down to, though. It's like, you run that play line. Why not just bring a full slice?
That is true.
I don't know.
All right, man. Is there anything else you want to bring up on the half slice roundup? This, and for everybody listening to this, this is our half slice roundup. So we are going to be doing, because we have so many opinions of these boats, we don't want this episode to be 4 hours long. And I figured we could keep them around about an hour a piece and do like, and just break down each model. And we're right at about an hour. By the time I edit it, everything will be at an hour. But yeah, anything else that you can think of?
Not really.
What about colors? We didn't talk about colors.
Oh, shit.
What about colors?
As far as each manufacturer?
Yeah.
I think we touched on this a little bit with Dagger. Yeah, Dagger's definitely got the worst colors right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, Snowy. Sorry, Snowy.
I think out of we know that Waka's all solid colors.
Jackson, I like the solid. I'm a fan of the solid colors.
I have to
give that to Waka. Jackson, the 2018 had the best, like that citrus and the creamsicle or whatever. Mm-hmm. They have the sweet colors. I got the Royale Andix, or you know, some people will be like purple blah for a guy, but whatever. I kind of like it.
I like the Jackson colors. They do that fade pattern.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the only one I really like of Dagger is that red. All the other
I
ones
like
are
the
not.
red. I think the Aurora is okay. And but the fade pattern on the Jackson, I like. I like all of Jackson's colors. Colors wise, Jackson got them both beat.
Yeah,
because they do offer a green and a red. They offer you two options as far as like a, and then Waka, you know, they're just solid all across. I'm not a fan of black jet black boats. I'm not a fan of.
No,
I would not recommend it.
I like the Waka. I like the yellow and yellow green.
I like the green. Yeah, I like the green and Waka. I like the green Antics and the green Waka, and that's a shame I can't get a green Rewind.
I'm a red orange fan, so I'm always going to lean towards those.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I can see that.
Although I have a Royale Antics, but that was the only one I could get at the time.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I think that was pretty good. I don't know what else we could cover on that. Like I said, we're definitely going to have to break this up so everybody can tune in to the next episode. I don't know when we can get together and do this again, but I'll have this episode up pretty quick, and we'll just kind of like wing it as far as getting another one up. But
yeah, I would love to hear everybody's opinions and bitching on what they disagree with, agree with.
Yeah, everybody leave in the comments below. I mean, leave in the comments if on either mine or Matt's channel about what you think about these boats, because he's got reviews on every one that we just named. So go over and check out his reviews. I've got reviews on every boat we just named. And you can leave comments on this right now if you disagree with something, because, yeah, I want to hear what you think. If you disagree with me, tell me why. Don't be like this troll and just come through and give the thumbs down and run. Give a thumbs down and say, hey, dude, this is why you're wrong. Would you not appreciate that? I would, wouldn't you?
I would. I'm always wondering, who's that guy that hit the dislike button, or girl?
Yeah. You know? Why would you come and give a dislike and not even tell me why you did it?
I want to know who disliked my little girl's rap video. Tell me. Come
what
out,
a douchebag.
Come out and tell me.
That's total douchebaggery right there. Man, that's awesome. All right, man. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. But hey, everybody, I appreciate you guys for watching. Go over and check out Matt Weil and Kayak. Type that in YouTube, and you'll be able to see kind of his version of a lot of the smalls of these. And I'll have the version of the medium Antics and medium Rewind and the Goat. And then he has kind of the same thing, but in small version. But yeah, thanks a lot, everybody. Anything else? You got anything else, Matt?
No, just a little plug for my channel. If anybody's got any small boats they want me to review, I'm working on getting a Chili and the Z5. But if anybody's got anything else they want me to kind of look at, let me know.
Small Ozone.
Yeah, it's coming. I gotta get one. There was one for sale, but I really don't want to buy one.
I agree. I've seen it for sale, and I thought about you. I was going to tag you in. I was like, hey, pretty soon anyway.
$800. I'm like, maybe for $600.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks for watching, and I will catch you guys next time. See ya.
See y'all, man. Yeah.